This is the city, Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity going back to earlier this week. They include property found at the water dock, a full box of ammo turned in, found at the water dock, placed in lost and found, disposition completed. That's a new thing people are hoarding now, Russ.
I know.
It's like finding a roll of toilet paper over there.
Was it 9mm? I'll claim it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of the things now that the hoarders are turning to. So, yeah, it's placed in the lost and found. So, hopefully, they're not throwing things into the lost and found, since there's ammo in there now. Property damage, North Bernard, received report, vehicle damage, case under investigation, disposition, see case. You just can't park out in front of your house anymore, Ross.
Mm-hmm.
No. Ready report, West 6, received report of a possible drunk driver in the area. A vehicle was reported as a car with a black front end and a silver back end. Ooh, Raiders colors. Driver appeared to be a female. Officers responded, checked an extensive area. Vehicle was gone on arrival. Appeared to be a female or identified as one.
Don't be assuming gender now.
No.
You'll get in trouble.
Yeah. Let's see. Property found. A pager was found. Brought to the law enforcement center. Owner contacted, claimed it. Disposition, dispatch handled.
Return to 1985.
Yeah. I didn't know they still had pager. I guess so.
I did not know either.
Yeah, warrant service attempt, South Cedarwood. A warrant was served on a 25-year-old female of Billings. Failure to pay and a traffic violation. She was able to post bond, was released, disposition completed. Oh,
and she was incredulous. You wanted money for that?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
On a traffic violation. We don't get those in Billings. Oh, there you go. Welfare check, Julie Lane, received request, check the welfare of a person. Officers able to locate the person. They were fine. RP advised. So that's usually how they end up. I tried texting them and even tweeted them. Did you try calling? No, I haven't tried that yet. So animal stray, received a report of a stray husky-looking dog on South Jones. CSO responded, dog returned to owner. They were issued a warning for dog running at large. Citation to failure to obtain a dog license, disposition. Citation issued. So this was their at least second notice that they needed a dog license. They still didn't want to pony up $5. Now it's 25, and then it'll get higher than that after that.
So. And that's a husky type dog. That could either be a breed or a body type.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, you could have a chihuahua that's husky.
Yeah, or a guy who's husky. So I think even, what kind of pants does he wear? Husky.
Husky boy.
Suspicious activity, South Clark, received report of a younger male that kept knocking on their door. The caller didn't know why he would be there. Wearing a black hoodie, gray hat, and jeans. Officer responded, not able to locate him after searching the area. Neighbors told the officers he had been carrying a tablet. Disposition, gone on arrival. So, yeah, you get someone coming to your door now. It's like, what's going on?
Quick, call the cops.
Your doorbell is basically just a camera anyway nowadays.
Yeah.
So, welfare check, South Jones, received request to check the welfare of a person. Officer respond, contacted all. They were fine. Caller advised again. So, you're in self-isolation. Wonder how Bob's doing. Let's have the police check. Okay? They're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Oh, traffic stop, South Bend. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for hands-free ordinance. Failure to stop at a red stoplight. So, just drove through the light while they were talking on the phone. So, warning issued.
That should have been a ticket.
Yeah, you would think, but no.
I didn't know about the red lights.
I didn't say. I was concentrating on finding out where there was bread. So, threats on East 8th received report of a person being threatened by someone that they didn't know by phone. Officers responded, advised that this seemed to be a spoofing profile that generates automatic responses.
Oh, yeah.
Therapy advised to block the number. Disposition completed. I don't know what that is.
That's where they try to get you to say yes.
Oh,
and they are recording on their end. So if it comes down to a dispute, they can say, hey, we've got him
saying yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they get to a point of threatening you now. So that's they're desperate, Russ, trying to scam you. So domestic, North Ingalls received report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded that the parties agreed to separate for the night. The disturbance was only verbal. They were issued a warning for breach of peace. Disposition completed. Sounded like they raised the volume of their voices while doing this. Disturbance on South Ingalls received report of a loud college party in a residence that had been going on for hours. Officers responded. They contacted a resident of the home. There was only one person partying. They were advised to keep it down. If the officers had to respond again, the person would be issued a citation. Disposition completed. He was by himself partying.
Partying in the age of social distancing. Man, what a great party. I'm having the best conversations I've ever had at a party.
And this occurring at 11:30 at night. So he's going off. Oh. He sent out invitations. Nobody showed up. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include an animal waste, Straw Street, dog feces, excessive. That could be one. Yeah, so disposition, assistance, Kevin. A trespass complaint, Mountain View Manor. RP would like to make sure she has someone trespass from the residence. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Anybody. So they'll take anybody to be trespassed. Suspicious activity, Casper Drive. RP states he sees someone in the area going door to door. Dark coat, gray pants. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So again, alarm goes up. Somebody is going to someone's door. Uh-oh. Property damage, Sheridan Avenue. RP states that a box in the northwest corner, there is a metal box with graffiti on it. C case. Look out. So that's terrorist activity. So I was up at the, I was telling you, I went up to the airport and was looking around. There are no signs up there saying no terrorists off limits. So no terrorists, please.
Terrorist-free zone?
Yeah, terrorist-free zone.
That'll stop them in their tracks.
Yeah, you would think. A weapons offense, River Bend Trailer Court. RP heard multiple gunshots up above him on 2AB. Subject is target practicing. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. On the highway on 2AB.
Yeah.
So, animal, the law violation, Newton Avenue. Walking a dog off a leash. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. That's high crime right there, Russ.
Fire up those tasers.
Yep. Drug-related, Shoshone Court Apartments, RP's kids, found a bag of mushrooms in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Her probation officer told her to bring them to law enforcement. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So always listen to your probation officer, Russ.
Absolutely.
So don't run into your probation officer with a bag of mushrooms, though. Don't run in there. Look what I got!
Free shrooms, man.
Motor vehicle crash, Sheridan Avenue. RP states someone backed into her vehicle sometime in the past week. Disposition, citation issued.
Ah.
So, I guess.
Huh.
They found either the person there or this person who called in had her car wrecked. She was committing a crime at the same time. We don't know.
Well, maybe they said, okay, thanks for the report. And by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a citation for you. Animal call, other, on Carter Avenue. RP would like to speak to animal control in regards to the neighbor's cat using the restroom in their yard and planters. assistance, Kevin. It's a restroom for the cat.
That's what you get for installing a restroom out there.
Why would you put a cat restroom in your planter and then call in when the cats are using it?
Oh, wait. Could be something different.
Where do you get cat restrooms at? Aldridge's? Do
Costco.
They have those?
Maybe.
Yeah. Tim might build you one. Oh. For a price.
Hey, there's no place for a magazine.
harassment. Coulter Bay computer. RP States is soon to be ex-wife. Oh, there's an alarm going off right there. As they're going through a divorce, is coming to his place of business, harassing him, and took some cameras. Assistance, Kevin. She sounds lovely.
Does he work at a camera store?
Computer store.
Oh, okay.
Miscellaneous assistants. Kerper wanting to speak to someone about the laws on current business closures. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Essentials, Russ. I guess we got into the business of being essential.
Yeah, I suppose.
I could have slept in this morning.
I wanted to.
Yeah. Other law violation, Metal Lane. White truck, two snow machines in it, two males, one male urinating in the alley. Warning issued. Stop tinkling or else.
Use the cat restroom like everybody else.
Suspicious activity, Carey Street. Delayed. Male parked in the neighborhood came to the door wanting the RP to sign up for a TCT subscription. Disposition, unable to locate. TCT has been busy working with the school district. I didn't know they were going to send someone door to door.
Don't come to my door and sneeze on me.
No. Miscellaneous assistance, Bighorn Ready Mix, cement truck, left the turn signal on. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Just kept going. Oh. And then disturbance on Pioneer Avenue. Neighbor is yelling. RP said it woke up her children. RP on the way back from Powell. Sister is at the residence watching her kids who woke up screaming. Disposition warning issued. This at 11:30 at night. This guy was going off screaming.
Great.
And it woke up the kids, and then the kids started screaming. So everybody was screaming, and a warning was issued.
Okay, stern finger.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim is not inviting you to a single-person party over there at Aldridge's. So, just him. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter Report.